The automakers and leaders of the United Auto Workers Union seem to be on the same page as far as the request for money from Congress. But as Sarah Swick of Detroit Public Radio reports, many UAW members say they've already sacrificed enough.
It's early on a weekday morning, and dozens of retired auto workers are having breakfast at UAW Local 600 in the Detroit suburb of Dearborn. The retirees here mill about the union hall with donuts and coffee, talking about their families and the American auto industry in crisis. While there's lots of blame to go around, many here say the UAW is being blamed unfairly for carmakers' troubles.
Well, I think people ought to get their facts straight. First of all, the total labor cost of an automobile is 10%. So if you cut out the 10%, it'd still be 90% whole if nobody was working. So they have to know the facts.
Gary Ickes retired from Ford after 35 years. He's standing in Local 600's hallway in front of a row of photographs depicting the sometimes bloody history of the union. Local 600 sits in the shadow of Dearborn's massive Ford Rouge plant, where labor leaders were beaten by Henry Ford's hired security men in 1937 while trying to unionize. Ickes says battles like those are still relevant as the union considers further concessions.
The UAW isn't just about money. It's about human rights and human dignity. That's why it was formed. For years, I said, if they're ever outlawed unions, next Monday your children and grandchildren will be working in a sweatshop, and I firmly believe that.
Several miles away, it's shift change time at the sprawling American Axle Manufacturing Plant in Detroit, which makes a variety of car parts for U.S. automakers. UAW workers here have already taken significant wage and benefit cuts. As employees come and go through the plant's parking gates, many of them, like Mark Shelby, are angry that the union is being asked to make yet more concessions.
It's like it's a fight to take every little piece of money we make. And now it's like almost they really don't want us to make it. I mean, because the way they're coming after the money we make, it's really kind of a hard line they're driving.
Shelby says the UAW made a lot of concessions in its 2007 contract and argues that it shouldn't have to make more. Others, though, are more pragmatic, saying the industry's troubles are so deep everyone has to suffer. And still others, like line worker Carl Jackson, are making plans for a future that doesn't include the car industry.
I'm making arrangements right now, my education and to move on, you know, changing my career and everything. So with the recession, I don't think nothing's going to change real soon. So you got to prepare yourself right now.
Like many workers here, parts maker Mark Melanowski thinks that cuts need to start at the top and argues that the UAW has already given up too much. But then again, he doesn't have much faith in his union.
I think the UAW is almost dead. I think they died almost 5 years ago. I think they don't represent the worker no more. They're in bed with the company, to be honest with you. And, I mean, I think it's sad because we still pay our union dues. But, I mean, hey, we got a job, but we don't know how long we're going to have our job.
Many rank-and-file UAW members question why in an industry with a history of poor management, workers are the ones being blamed. But they also recognize that it's an industry fighting for its life, and the once mighty UAW can only do so much to save their jobs. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.